Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will feature jazz musicians and singers who hail from the great state of Tennessee. The Volunteer State. There are so many from Tennessee that the next Dr. Jazz Hour will introduce some more. Let's begin with pianist Lil Hardin Armstrong, born in Memphis in 1898. Here she is in her husband Lewis's Hot Fives band in 1926 on Lonesome Blues. The marriage didn't last long, probably since Lewis replaced Hardin with Earl Hines shortly after. Lewis Smith was a trumpeter from Memphis, born in 1931. Here's Smith as leader in 1958 on Tribute to Brownie, with Cannonball Adderley on alto, Duke Jordan piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Bassist Jimmy Blanton was from Chattanooga, born in 1918. Blanton played in Duke Ellington's orchestra from 1939 through 41, when he was struck by tuberculosis and died. Here's Blanton with Ellington on Jack the Beer. Thank you. We are exploring the music of singers and players from Tennessee on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Frank Strozier was a sax and flute player whose hometown was Memphis, born in 1937. You'll hear Strozier on flute with drummer Roy Haynes and a quartet in 1963 on Modette. Then singer Alberta Hunter, born in Memphis in 1895, will do Early Every Morn in 1924 with Louis Armstrong's Red Onion Jazz Babies. Thank you.
money and the rich crave the gold. But all I crave is loving that will satisfy my soul. Lord, early every morn I like a little loving. Early every morn I like a little hugging. And then he kisses me, Lord, he knows. A funny feeling goes from my head to my toes. His kisses, gee, are just like a master. They stick to me just like a mustard plaster. That kind of loving I crave. I don't care if it takes me to my grave. Just so I get my loving. Lord, early every
jazz musicians from Tennessee are the focus on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Blues singer Bessie Smith grew up in Chattanooga, born in 1894. She'll sing Give Me a Pigfoot in 1933 with Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, Chew Berry, and Frank Newton on backup. Saxophonist Kirk Whalum hails from Memphis, born in 1958. From Whalum's Colors album of 1997, you'll hear Escogido. Erskine Tate was a violinist, banjoist, and band leader from Memphis, born in 1895. Here's his Vendome Orchestra in 1923 on Chinaman Blues.
Together is just too tight. They all call
Let's begin this last set of Tennessee musicians with bassist Ben Tucker from Nashville, born in 1930. Here's Tucker in 1958 sitting in with guitar man Kenny Burrell on Burke's Works, Bobby Timmons on piano, Tina Brooks tenor, and Art Blakey on drums. Drummer Jimmy Jones' hometown was Memphis, born in 1918. You'll hear Jones with Sarah Vaughan and Clifford Brown in 1954 doing He's My Guy. And we'll finish this Dr. Jazz Hour with another one with Jimmy Blanton with Duke Ellington on Coco.
Thank you. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me, I don't think he tries. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile, then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy, I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
Thank you.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.